Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Care for Aging Parents, 3rd edition by Virginia Morris, is a practical, wide-ranging guide for adult children and other caregivers who suddenly find themselves managing a parent's health, money, housing, and day-to-day well-being. Built as a one-stop reference, it addresses the real-world questions that arise when an older adult begins to need more help, from understanding common medical situations to organizing paperwork, communicating with doctors, and making safe housing decisions. The book is known for breaking complicated systems into manageable steps, helping readers anticipate problems before they become crises. It also pays attention to the emotional side of caregiving, including family conflict, guilt, grief, and the strain of balancing work and caregiving responsibilities. Rather than focusing on a single disease or a narrow set of legal forms, Morris takes a comprehensive approach that supports both planning and urgent decision-making. The result is a reassuring, action-oriented manual for navigating a challenging life transition with clarity and compassion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, assessing needs and building a care plan. A core strength of the book is its emphasis on starting with a clear assessment of what a parent can and cannot do safely. It encourages caregivers to look beyond a single incident and evaluate patterns across daily living, such as bathing, dressing, cooking, taking medications correctly, driving, managing finances, and navigating stairs. From that baseline, the book guides readers in creating a care plan that matches real needs to real needs to real needs to real needs to realistic supports. This includes deciding what family can provide, what should be outsourced to paid help, and what requires medical or community services. It also highlights the importance of prioritizing the most critical risks first, such as falls, medication errors, wandering, or isolation. Another practical dimension is planning for change, since aging needs often evolve quickly after an illness or hospitalization. The book helps readers think in scenarios, from short-term recovery to long-term decline, so plans remain flexible. By treating caregiving as a series of solvable problems rather than a vague burden, this topic equips readers to move from anxiety to action while keeping the parent's dignity at the center of decisions. Secondly, navigating the medical system and advocating effectively, the medical side of elder care can be overwhelming, especially when multiple conditions, specialists and medications are involved. This book focuses on practical advocacy, preparing for appointments, documenting symptoms, tracking medications, and asking focused questions so critical details do not get missed. It emphasizes communication skills that help caregivers collaborate with clinicians while still respecting the older adult's preferences. Readers are guided to understand common turning points, such as hospital stays, rehab referrals, and the transition back home, where errors and misunderstandings can easily occur. The book also addresses how to evaluate care quality, when to seek second opinions, and how to coordinate among providers when no single doctor sees the whole picture. Another major element is safety and prevention, including strategies to reduce falls, manage memory concerns, and spot warning signs of serious decline. It also supports caregivers in handling difficult conversations about driving, medication adherence, or refusing care. The overall message is that good caregiving often depends on organized information, calm persistence, and a clear understanding of how healthcare systems actually work in day-to-day practice. Thirdly, money, benefits, and legal readiness. Financial and legal issues often determine which care options are possible, yet many families avoid them until a crisis. The book encourages early organization, gathering account information, insurance policies, monthly bills, property records, and key contacts so decisions can be made quickly when needed. It outlines major benefit and coverage categories that typically affect aging parents, such as health insurance, long-term care coverage, disability-related supports, and retirement income, and it helps caregivers understand how eligibility and timing can shape choices. A related focus is protecting a parent's interests through appropriate legal tools and clear decision-making authority. The book highlights the practical purpose of documents such as powers of attorney and healthcare directives, and it explains why families should handle them before cognitive decline makes consent unclear. It also alerts readers to common financial risks, including scams, poor money management due to impairment, and conflicts among relatives. Importantly, the book frames money conversations as part of care planning rather than as invasions of privacy. By giving caregivers a structured way to approach finances and legal readiness, this topic reduces future stress and supports more stable, ethical choices. Fourthly, housing choices and long-term care options. Where a parent lives often becomes the biggest and most emotional decision caregivers face. The book lays out a practical pathway for comparing living arrangements, starting with aging in place and home modifications, then moving through options like in-home aids, adult day programs, assisted living, memory care, and nursing facilities. It helps readers weigh trade-offs among safety, independence, cost, and social connection, and it emphasizes that the right answer can change over time. Readers are guided to look for specific factors that predict trouble at home, such as repeated falls, medication confusion, unsafe cooking, or caregiver burnout. When considering facilities, the book encourages families to evaluate staffing, responsiveness, cleanliness, activities, and how medical issues are handled, rather than relying on marketing. It also addresses transition management, including how to talk with a parent who resists change and how to plan a move in a way that preserves familiar routines. By treating housing as a continuum rather than a single irreversible choice, this topic helps families make decisions step by step, with clear criteria and less guilt. Lastly, family dynamics, emotional strain, and caregiver sustainability. Caregiving is rarely just a logistics problem. It reshapes family roles and triggers powerful emotions. The book recognizes common challenges such as sibling disagreements, old resentments, unequal workloads, and differences in beliefs about risk, and independence. It offers strategies for communication that reduce conflict, including clarifying responsibilities, documenting decisions, and setting boundaries early. The emotional dimension includes guilt, anger, sadness, and anticipatory grief, particularly when a parent's personality changes or cognitive decline alters the relationship. The book encourages caregivers to name these feelings without letting them drive impulsive choices. A key point is sustainability. Caregiving that relies on constant self-sacrifice often collapses at the worst time. Readers are prompted to plan respite, protect work and health, and build a support network of relatives, friends, professionals, and community services. The book also emphasizes maintaining the parent's dignity, balancing safety with autonomy, and finding ways to preserve connection even when practical care demands increase. This topic helps readers see caregiving as a long-term role that can be managed with compassion and structure rather than endured in isolation. In conclusion, this book is best for adult children, spouses, extended family members, and close friends who are coordinating care for an older adult, whether they are just noticing early changes or already dealing with a major health event. It is also useful for people who want to prepare in advance, since many of the hardest problems become easier when documents, finances, and support systems are organized before a crisis. Readers benefit because the book turns a confusing mix of medical decisions, money questions, housing choices, and emotional pressure into a set of concrete steps. That practical structure can reduce anxiety, prevent costly mistakes, and help families focus on what matters most: safety, dignity, and quality of life for the aging parent and the caregiver. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on medical conditions or legal forms, this one stands out for its breadth and usability as a reference. It connects the dots across systems that families must navigate at the same time, and it offers guidance not only on what to do, but also on how to communicate and cope. For readers seeking an all-in-one caregiving handbook, it is a purchase that can pay off through clearer decisions and fewer crises. If you would like to support Virginia Morris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.